16 minutes past 7 o'clock here on 2SER Breakfast. It is time for one of my favourite segments of the week. It is Jeff Field in with the Not News, here to run us through the headlines that should not have been headlines. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tess. Let me say this again. For the very last time, we get to do this together.
No, don't say that out loud.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Well, Tess is off to a new job on Monday. We're going to miss her so much.
I'm going to miss you. And
I've had so much fun with this, Tess.
I have.
I love this segment. Sometimes I walk out of here thinking, did we really do that? Because it's a ridiculous segment, because we pride ourselves as being an independent radio station that presents quite serious issues that need to be, you know, exposed. And then this segment blows that right out the window.
It's just, we provide balance. We're covering all the news, including the garbage news.
Okay, speaking of which.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's start off with a controversial story. Well, Chappelle Corby.
Ah, yes.
Had an awkward exchange with Kerri-Anne Kenley during a live appearance on Studio 10 yesterday. The fluffy interview took a serious turn when Kenley asked Corby about the profits from her 2006 autobiography, My Story, which was re-released in updated form with additional chapters this week and just happened to coincide when Chappelle went on radio, TV, and seems to be everywhere, and was also the lead story on a commercial news service yesterday. Did not get any mention on the ABC. Referencing Australian laws that prohibit criminals from profiting from books and films about their crimes, Kenley asked who exactly was making money from the revised edition of My Story. Chappelle said, well, it's not about the money, and could not answer where the money was going.
Oh, crickets.
So let's just leave it at that. And I just personally think it's time for us all to move on.
How long did she do in that prison? It was something like 10 years, wasn't it? That's got to do bad things to your mental health. I just worry about her sometimes.
And I don't think it's good that she's, this is my personal opinion, that the media are using her.
I think she's, which is why
it's in Not the News.
Very much so.
All right. Hollywood celebrities often credit their wrinkle-free, youthful complexions to many things. Water, exercise, sleep, a good diet. Even unicorn dust.
What?
Yep.
What is that?
I'm just reading this. This was an actual article. So this is, remember, this is not the news. This was a news story. And although they may not always admit it, there are potentially Botox fillers and injectables in the mix too. But unless you're Jennifer Lopez, having exclusive trainers, personal chefs and dermatologists or on call, it probably isn't attainable. So how do we get that swoon-worthy, wrinkle-free fountain of youth look of the stars without making an appointment with a cosmetic specialist?
Well, you're about, is this, this is one of those ones that you read where it's like, yep, ad.
Here we go. This is where Australia's first anti-aging skincare treatment, Stick, comes into play.
What?
The Wrinkle Block Age Prevention Multi-Stick is now available and has won women from all over the country, seeing results in as little as 7 days.
I don't think they're the first anti-aging thing in the country. Have you watched TV? There are so many ads.
That was on news.com.au as a news story. With quotes, my eye bags are disappearing from sight, said one delighted woman who participated in Freeze Frame's clinical trials. According to another, my eyes and whole face look fresh and awake, even when I'm dead tired.
We need some.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But that was actually a news story. Mm. And so was this. Foxtel will reward its loyal customers with everything from free box office movies, money can't buy experiences, and the latest technology through its enticing new loyalty program. The tenure-based initiative dubbed Foxtel First was launched yesterday by Foxtel boss Patrick Delaney and is designed to thank loyal customers of the business with rewards only Foxtel can offer. The vast array of experiences on offer include free tickets to Australian sporting events, including the cricket, a corporate suite at the Australian Grand Prix, private dining at Matt Moran's Chiswick restaurant, and a home styling experience with design expert Shayna Blaze. Now, funnily enough, all these stories appeared in Rupert Murdoch Websites.
I see.
And guess who owns Foxtel?
Oh, I don't know. Scratching my chin. I would never
guess.
Murdoch. Good Lord. I never would have picked up on that.
There we go. So that's enough of not the news. They were all actual stories.
That
and
is...
as you said, they should have been ads.
Bad. They're all ads.
They're all ads. And I'm seeing this happen more and more and more. So do not click those stories, people. You're being sucked in. I'm going to finish off with this story.
Okay.
It's a little lighter than what I would normally do, but it's also serious. So tell me what you think. A gay Missouri police sergeant has won almost $20 million in damages after being told to tone down his gayness get a promotion.
What?
Yet Keith Wildebar of St. Louis County alleges he was passed over for promotion 23 times. A witness testified that one of the sergeant's superiors described him as being way too out there with his gayness. Local officials say there'll be leadership changes to the police board following the payout. Sergeant Wildebar filed a lawsuit against the police after alleging he did stellar work, had great performance reviews, but was just never promoted because he was too effeminate.
This is, well, I mean, the root cause is awful, but I'm going to just pretend we're going to ignore that for 2 seconds.
Yep.
This is great because now he can be as flamboyant as he wants and he's rich.
Yep. I love it.
How good? How good?
Yeah. an out there flouncing... I say this as a gay man myself, so I'm allowed to say this. An out there flouncing sergeant in, where is it, St. Louis?
Missouri. Somewhere.
Which is,
America.
It's not one of the more progressive places in the world, so good on him.
Bless that guy.
I'm glad that he got the promotion, and I'm glad he got, what was it? How much money did he get?
$20 million
in damages. I mean, the poor guy being passed over 23 times despite being told that he was wonderful.
That is brutal. And
that
like
is
I said,
really brutal.
For the sake of keeping it cheery, I'm going to gloss over that and go with he's rich and very, very effeminate. Now, go for your life. Live your best life.
What a beautiful way to end this segment. Our final Not the News segment.
Oh, thanks so much, Jeff.
I'll be back later on, though.
You keep saying that, and you keep side-eyeing me, and I'm scared.
Bye, Tess.
Ugh. Bye, Jeff. Jeff Field with the news of the